Coloradans have 9 statewide ballot initiatives to decide on by Election Day. This fall, Aspen Public Radio is exploring how these measures affect area residents. Today, a look at Proposition 107 and 108. Both would allow unaffiliated voters to cast ballots in a primary election. The two measures are similar, but differentiate between presidential year and off-year elections. Currently, Colorado voters who wish to participate in a primary election, held in June each year, must include a political party affiliation in their voter registration. Then they get a ballot listing only races that have candidates of that party. Colorado is described as a purple state because about 30% of the electorate identify as independent voters. In the view of proponents of 107 and 108, this is leaving a large portion of the population disenfranchised. Valley local Scott Ryder identifies as an independent. He prefers that term over unaffiliated.
I think that there are unaffiliateds out there who are apathetic and really just kind of don't feel like they have a voice and don't care enough to shout. But I think there is a very large group of true independents who really revel in our positions in the political process and really think that our voice is important. We just don't really have a platform.
Ryder ran for Pitkin County Commissioner in the 1990s as an independent, and this fall faces Democrat Greg Poschman for a seat on that same board. In the time between, he has never cast a ballot in a primary election because he would have had to identify as either a Democrat or a Republican.
There were times I really thought about declaring for a party so that I could vote in a primary. But I ultimately decided that I liked my independent label better than casting that one single vote in a primary with people who seemed already pretty sure of who they were going to be picking.
Ryder suspects that that one-third statistic is truly higher in Colorado, that many voters are only declaring party affiliation in order to cast primary votes. But if Propositions 107 and 108 were to pass, the number of independents in the state would skyrocket. Proposition 107 only addresses presidential year elections. It asks if there should be presidential primaries held before March in which unaffiliated voters can cast a ballot. The measure is a little tricky because it combines the switch from the caucus process to a secret ballot election with opening the vote up to non-declared voters. Proposition 108 addresses elections in years where there is no presidential race. It also has 2 concurrent issues within its language. It would allow unaffiliated voters to vote during Colorado's June primaries. At the same time, it would allow a party to bypass primary elections altogether and create a different system for nominating a representative in which they could ban unaffiliated voters from participating. Local election officials would not speak on the record about these proposals in order to maintain the integrity of their positions. However, these measures would directly affect the county clerks of Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield. The cost to counties to conduct presidential primaries is over $5 million each, a portion of which would be reimbursed by the state. The administrative cost of the open June primary elections would also rise because Proposition 107 proposes that unaffiliated voters get a ballot that contains all candidates running in any party for each race. Statewide, clerks say the proposals create needless overhead to change a system that works fine because voters are allowed to return their registration to unaffiliated once the primary season is over. Ryder says the potential for additional costs is not a detraction. It's a sign of working democracy.
I think that what would happen is that more people are going to show up at those primaries, and they're going to be people they're not used to listening to. And I like the idea of that. I like the idea of shaking the tree a little bit and having a different group of people show up and have the ability to express their opinion without sort of having to say specifically, I'm one of you.
Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.